Number 15, the founding of Tumwater.
Washington, you are there. The year 1845. A group of 30 American settlers is venturing north of the Columbia River. By doing so, they defy the Hudson's Bay Company, which controls this land in the name of Great Britain. Washington Centennial reporter Steve Glover is with the settlers. We now join him near what today we know as Washington State Capital of Olympia.
Could you answer some questions for our listeners?
The name is Simmons. Mrs. Elizabeth Simmons.
Yes, Mrs. Simmons. Why are you in British territory? You certainly can't make any legal land claims here.
Well, maybe not. But there's no telling what the future may bring. Michael, my husband and me, well, we made a choice along with the rest you see here. And we're set to make the best of it.
A choice?
That's right. We were heading for the Rogue River Valley. But down there, south of the Columbia River, a man of color can't get no land. And since George Bush here is colored, he can't settle. Well, we ain't leaving him. Not after all he done for us on our way out the Oregon Trail from Missouri.
He's a fine man and deserves as much as us to have land. But we'll take our chances with the Hudson's Bay Company.
Hey, looky here. Now ain't that a sight? Those falls could drive a grain mill right proper. And over here.
The Simmons party settles around Tumwater Falls, where the Deschutes River empties into Puget Sound. Michael Simmons names the settlement New Market, but it soon becomes known as Tumwater. It's the first community of Americans north of the Columbia. And because Tumwater is established before the Oregon Treaty with Great Britain, it aids the U.S. claim to land up to the 49th parallel. The 49th parallel is the site of the present-day U.S.-Canadian border with Washington.